This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Somebody actually sent me a message today saying, hey, I really wanted to hear you guys talk about the Ethereum hack last night on the show when Daryl and I were hosting the program. I said, well, you know, it's open phones every single night. You could just call in and request the topic be discussed. We do that stuff. We're a talk show who takes requests. You know, the radio business, the music radio stations claim to take requests. They're usually lying to you.
Yes, they are.
We really do it. You can bring up anything you want here, and that's what our last caller did. So before we continue with your calls, we are going to address the issue of the supposed hack of Ethereum. Now, actually, it wasn't Ethereum that was hacked. It was the DAO tokens, the DAO system. For those that don't know, Ethereum is a cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. Ethereum is a system for like programming, like a large computer, basically, that's based on the blockchain, which is the technology sort of behind Bitcoin.
It's a peer-to-peer, open-source, huge platform on which you can program anything and people can participate willingly.
And so one of the first things that's been programmed for Ethereum publicly has been this DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, that allows people, in theory, to join together anonymously to conduct business, to have some sort of product or service or whatever. We don't know what it's going to end up being because it's only in its nascent, incipient phases here at this point. And the DAO, this idea of this decentralized autonomous organization, raised $150 million worth of Ether, which is the cryptocurrency in Ethereum, within a two-week time frame or something like that. It was incredible fundraising that went on. And obviously, when you get millions of dollars worth of something in one place, there's a chance someone's going to want to take some of it.
The crooks will come around.
So someone came along, and they helped themselves to about $50 million worth of the DAO tokens.
As best we can tell, this is not the United States federal government.
Well, there's someone who has claimed to be the hacker who has put out a letter. And I don't know if you've seen this letter, but I was shown it earlier today. And basically the hacker claims this isn't a hack at all. All he did was use the rules that were built into this new DAO, this DAO system, this decentralized autonomous organization. He just exploited one of the existing rules. He was playing by the book, playing by the system. Now, just because the people who programmed the system might not have intended it to be used that way, or maybe they did, that doesn't mean that he didn't legitimately, in his mind or her mind, get access to these funds. So you got some are saying this isn't a hack at all. They were just using the system the way it was programmed. And so what's going on is there's a big controversy within the Ethereum cryptocurrency community here, where one side is saying, well, look, we didn't intend for the $50 million worth of Ether to be, or DAO tokens, I guess, in this case. We didn't intend for this $50 million worth of product to go away in the way that it is going. And so we can fix this by doing what's called a hard fork.
Yep.
Now, in the software world for cryptocurrency, a hard fork is basically a new program, a new version of the same program, basically, that changes things.
They just go back in time, essentially, and start over at a spot they like.
Before the alleged theft would be the time in this particular case. And so there's a proposal on the table to do this hard fork thing, which would reset the $50 million worth of cryptocurrency in this case. It would put it all back to the way it was. They would fix the code. They would fix the problems with the DAO. And voila. Now, the issue here is sort of a purity issue. There's some people who are saying, like Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech, I believe, was one of the people saying, ha ha, told you so. You know, oh, well, you know, Bitcoin, when Bitcoin faced a similar problem, not exactly the same, but some sort of ripoff or whatever in the past, they just let it go because they felt that it had to stay true to its origins and not just, you know, the community shouldn't just run around and fix things that really they should have fixed before, or basically that sort of using the theft as an example of, hey,
learning opportunity.
Right, you screwed this up, you know, take the loss and move on with things the way that they are or fix them in the future.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. When you're talking about some the DAO, which is Distributed Autonomous Organization, is that right?
Something like
that. It has this very democratic feel. The democratic nature in humans is going to say, this isn't fair that this guy got $55 million in a hack, and we're going to go back and get this from him. I don't even think that's even worth talking about.
Well,
people aren't going to do that.
The thing is, the programmers of the DAO don't just get to go back in time and revert things without the consent of the miners in this case. Now, in the cryptocurrency world, the miners of Bitcoin or Ether are people who are putting their computers, graphics cards, things like that, CPUs, to the task of figuring out cryptographic problems and solving them, and thereby they are mining new cryptocurrency into existence. And so in order for the fix, if you will, to be in on this, the miners have to agree. A supermajority, usually, of them, as I understand the rules, would yeah. have to agree. So the proposal to go back in time may or may not fly. We don't know right now. Now they've got like 27 days before this guy completely, I guess, loots the system or something like that.
Well, and the guy's claiming he's going to hire a lawyer over this, and that this money is rightfully his.
Well, who's he going to sue? It's an anonymous organization.
He's going to sue Ethereum, I would assume. And I would say that to that, I would say, well, the hard fork is a built-in system, built-in part of the system, too.
Correct.
So
he's got no case. A lively debate has begun. This is from Cointelegraph.com. Has begun across Reddit, Twitter, the DAO Slack channel and forums. We spoke to three small miners, and all of them seemed in favor of the switchback.
Yeah.
With one of them stating he had no choice but to support the fork. And I suspect that means he's lost some money in this. In an update explaining that both the child and the main DAO will be frozen in a soft fork to be followed by a hard fork to allow funds to be sent to a new smart contract where token holders can withdraw their share. One point that one of the advocates made here is it's important to know that both of these suggested paths forward have a lot of support by the leaders of the Ethereum community and will only affect a small part of the Ethereum blockchain. The main argument against this is a slippery slope argument often advanced by Bitcoin holders. They argue that if Ethereum hard forks to prevent the thief from running with $50 million worth, then they may hard fork to stop drug users next or prevent donations to WikiLeaks. Quote from Adam Back, president of Blockstream, quote, Bitcoin never hard forked. The developers who had funds stuck in empty gox on principle rejected out of hand even the suggestion of a hard fork to return those funds. The idea to hard fork Ethereum because some users made an ill-advised investment governed by a poorly written smart contract is conflict of interest writ large given coin ownership. The argument against is seemingly further supported by Alex Van Sand, an Ethereum supporter or developer and one of the DAO's curators, who had stated in a public post that he doesn't like the fork proposal and doubts that a hard fork to recover funds will ever happen, nor should it even be technically possible to do it. Some argue the situation is exceptional and the contract is too big to fail. Thus, miners acting as a decentralized jury can deny the thief his ill gains. The further benefit may be that the fork may deter further speculation thefts as the miner jury may hack the hacker and take back the stolen loot. Allowing the theft to stand is likely to seriously shake confidence in Ethereum, which passed $20 per coin recently, is now down to around $11. They have surprisingly managed to smooth sail from nothing to a market cap of more than $1.6 billion prior to the hack, finding wide acceptance by established businesses. All of that is likely to be placed in serious jeopardy if this whole concept once more is spectacularly proven to the world to have not been a fully safe and easily stolen digital currency. So what to do, Mark?
I say do the hard fork. The fact is that Bitcoin can claim purity by not having done a hard fork, but I was around for the mybitcoinwallet.com scandal.
Where you and I lost like 40 Bitcoin apiece.
Yeah, 40 Bitcoin. Back when Bitcoin were worth a dollar or something.
I think it was like $3. Absolutely.
Whatever it was. You know, the loss was mitigable. But I recall people advocating for the purchasing of hitmen through you know, cryptographic currencies that would allow anonymity, so essentially anonymously hiring hitmen against the owner of the website, and the guy then returned.
He coughed up half of
the Bitcoin. So for Bitcoin to claim purity in this is a bunch of baloney. When you're hiring hitmen, a hard fork.
Bitcoin didn't hire anyone. Bitcoin is just a program.
The Bitcoin community in that particular area.
You can't say a community did.
Clock back with a threat.
You can't say the community did something just because somebody issued a threat. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs. For a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At AdamandEve.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-750-7109 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-750-7109. That's 800-750-7109. Again, 800-750-7109.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you haven't yet, be sure you check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free to watch, hour and a half long feature-length documentary film about our friend Derek J, who was arrested 5 times in a one-year time frame here in Keene, New Hampshire. I believe he currently holds the record for activist with most arrests in the shortest amount of time. But it's an entertaining film, and it's free to watch, so go and check it out, victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it through YouTube there on the website, victimlesscrimespree.com. The voting on a poll on the Cointelegraph website on the question of should Ethereum, which is the second most popular cryptocurrency in the world right now,
behind Bitcoin,
and I don't know, ahead of what, I don't know, but ahead of hundreds of other cryptocurrencies.
Ahead of Litecoin right now.
Anyway, there's a poll here that asks, should Ethereum hard fork, should they go back in time to rescue $50 million worth of cryptocurrency from an alleged thief who basically, the thief claims he's no thief, that he just used the system of this new decentralized autonomous organization and the rules as they were written to funnel $50 million worth of Ethereum or DAO tokens or whatever it was. I'm not really clear what exactly he's funneling around out of this system. They can go back in time with the consent of enough of the Ethereum miners and reset this thing. They can take that guy's ill-gotten gains, his alleged ill-gotten gains, away from him or her and just start over. And the question is, should they? Mark, you said they should.
I think they should. Yeah. First off, I consider the slippery slope argument to be a fallacy. Not that I won't use it when I'll use fallacies when it benefits me, but I don't. You know, this is the justification of a $55 million theft. I'm just not interested in that. You know.
But is it a theft or is it somebody just working the system?
Yeah. So there was a exploiting a mistake. Yes.
Uh huh. Maybe it wasn't a mistake. Maybe this person is the person who programmed the DAO in the first place, and they're just taking their, you know, taking their profits.
Fine. You don't call that a theft?
That's definitely scammy, for sure.
Yeah, it was done under fraudulent terms. The people who
invested
didn't have...
But it wasn't fraudulent? Wait a minute. Hold on. When I put a little bit of money into this, you suggested I threw a little something into the DAO thing, and I did that. When I did that, they showed me all the code for this DAO. This DAO is a publicly available system of code, basically. It's like programming code that explains how this decentralized autonomous organization will work. And please stop me if I'm being, you know, confusing or obtuse on this. I realize we're talking about completely new ideas here that most of our listeners have no idea.
Yeah, but we're trying to bring it down so people can understand.
Trying my best to make this understandable. So the code, the instructions for how this decentralized autonomous organization would run, we're all right there for anyone who wanted to read them. I looked at them and I said, oh, this looks like programming code. I don't want to take the time to read. This is just like people don't want to read the terms and conditions of, you know, those long agreements when you click onto some new software or website
like
or
that.
Something like that. No one
just
wants to read that
like
crap.
That.
And so I went into this thinking, okay, I'm going to spend a little bit of ether here. I'm going to get some of these DAO tokens. And I understand that tomorrow they could all be gone because this could be a scam. I knew that going into this. Like, I'm not going to take the time to vet this thing. I know that there are some people who think this is a good idea. I'm going to take their word for it as experts and, you know, get some of this based on this. Based on just the idea of this decentralized autonomous organization. I like the idea of it, and so that's why I got behind it. But I knew that I could lose every little bit that I put into it. I knew that that was the case when I got into it. And I did not take the time to read the code. So had I had the programming chops and went through
if
and read
the code,
then I could have, in theory, found the same problem.
That's
that
like lawyers saying,
found.
Well, if you don't know the law, ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm sorry to say that if you can't read the terms of service, that the terms of service are then invalid.
But you don't have any valid claim to money that you put up when you didn't even read the agreement.
I'm sorry, man. You want my opinion? My opinion is turn back the clock and reset.
You don't get to. Okay, I understand where you're coming from, and this is a big debate. But if you get into an agreement, a business agreement with somebody, and you hand over your money to that person, and you say, "Oh no, that's okay. I don't really want to read that contract." And you hand over the money to the person, if the contract says, we get to do whatever we want with your money, and that includes put it into our bank account and never talk to you again, well, guess what? You don't get to go to the court and say, hey, I need to get that money back over here. They promised me that I was going to get X, Y, and Z, and I didn't know they were just going to take my money. Well, it says right here in the contract. What's that? You didn't read the contract? Well, too flipping bad. Now, look, I actually agree with you, Mark, on this. I think that the miners should probably go ahead and vote for this because I believe it was probably a mistake, not likely something the programmers originally intended for this to happen. And the system is built to where people can do this legitimately. It's a legitimate use of the blockchain system to go back and redo like this. I can understand the arguments of people who are arguing against that. And this sort of this purity argument, like, oh, well, you got to let it go. You made a mistake. But part of the system is allowing to correct these mistakes with enough consent of the miners. And they may not have enough. So right now, the vote on Cointelegraph, it's an unscientific poll on a Bitcoin cryptocurrency website. It's 51% saying yes, do the hard fork, go back in time, reset things. 49% are saying no. Now, those are just readers of a website. What are the miners actually going to decide to do? Because I believe they're going to need 75% of the miners. You're going to need a supermajority of the miners to make this decision. That may not come to pass. I mean, in the Bitcoin universe, there's this big controversy behind the scenes about the block size. Without getting into detail, it has something to do with how many transactions per whatever can be sort of calculated within the Bitcoin system. And a larger block size would allow for more transactions per minute or second or however often it is. And so there's a good argument to increase the block size, in my opinion. We've looked at this debate on the air here on Free Talk Live. There is a really good, strong argument to increase the block size. But right now, the miners aren't voting for it. So that's that proposed hard fork dead in the water. And the people who are proposing this hard fork were two of the largest, most influential programmers in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Gavin Andreessen, one of the listeners of this show, was one of the people proposing this hard fork. He created this Bitcoin Classic program that he tried to get people, the miners, to run. There were like 1,000 or so at one point, but they've dropped off the radar. As far as I'm concerned, it's over for Bitcoin Classic. You look at the numbers, they're dropping. Yeah, it's going down. So I don't know if they're going to be able to make it, even though I think they probably, I agree with you, Mark, they probably should go back in time. I don't know if they're going to. It would take a lot of people to agree to that.
Yeah.
And they may not. So we'll watch this as it continues to develop. You can join us here toll free. We got John. He's in Nevada. Go ahead. You're on Skype.
Hi, guys. You've had Will Coley on the show many times as a sort of expert on Islam, and I've always found his theology to be admirably benign. But last Wednesday on Free Talk Live, he told a monstrous story about Muhammad's participation in the stoning death of an adulterer, and I think it calls into question Will's judgment about what constitutes a peaceful and forgiving religion. You guys
stand
remember
by.
The story?
Let's talk about it with you here in moments. Yeah, we'll talk more about that story and the toll-free number for you to join us here, whether it's cryptocurrency, Muslims, the draft. These are some of the things we've discussed so far tonight. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the air. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. At Skype username LRN.FM with you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back to Skype where John is on the line in Nevada. John, you're calling about a story that Will Coley had told. He's one of the guys from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims4Liberty.org. On the air with us the other night in response to a question about stonings and, you know, to how these things were handled back in the day. And the story, if I'm recalling correctly, was a woman who had been adulterous, I think it was, and had come to Muhammad seeking some sort of punishment for her adultery, and he basically said, look, don't worry about it.
No, he said, you know, to go take care of the child, essentially. And
that he didn't want to, you know, move towards punishment on that, just like move along with your life. And she insisted, apparently, and so
over the course of years.
Okay, I missed that point.
Well, she went and nursed her child.
I see.
Yeah.
So she insisted, and eventually he begrudgingly gave her a trial, which did result in her being stoned. Was it to death?
No, you don't get stoned. You don't get partially stoned.
Yeah, so that was what you were referring to. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so Will went on to explain how Islam is all about the forgiveness, which kind of raises the question of how stoning this woman to death was ever on the table in the first place. And if you consider the position of Muhammad, you know, I mean, we can talk about, well, this is the way things were done with back in the day. But if Will followed Muhammad's example today and convicted this woman and handed her over for death, presumably you'd have a pretty big problem with that. Like, that wouldn't seem quite right, would it?
Yeah, no, I don't think that people should be put to death if, you know, they haven't actually harmed anyone else. I'm generally against the death penalty, period. But I'm not a Muslim, so I don't follow Sharia law, and it doesn't apply
to me. Nor would I uphold any particular prophet as infallible, besides John in Nevada. So I don't consider Muhammad to be infallible. I just think that when Will Coley explains his sort of version of Islam, I find it interesting that it's so much different than what you hear on the news and from the demagogues and things like that.
Sure, it's different, but it's also I find it troubling that he could tell that story and not offer any judgment. Well, there was obviously something wrong done here. On the contrary, the way he tells the story, the only things that were done wrong was maybe this woman was a little bit too insistent about being judged, and some people trash talked her afterwards. But there was nothing wrong with stoning her to death.
Well, right. if it's your belief system that you should be beaten for your perceived wrongs in life, then you should be able to have that belief.
That's exactly wrong. So if Muhammad is a person who was touched by God, inspired by God, words from God, or at least the angel Gabriel is we're to understand, then he had the opportunity. This is God speaking, right? God had the opportunity to change the course of mankind and say, you know what? Killing somebody because of an indiscretion like adultery, which basically comes with its own punishments, especially having a child out of wedlock, comes with its own punishments, is wrong, and we shouldn't be doing that. It'd be like me saying, and I do say this on a regular basis, if Jesus would have just chimed in and said, hey, you know, slavery's wrong. And it had been really, really clear on that. Owning your brother or your neighbor or your sister is wrong. Then we would have had the course of human history would have changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I simply am attempting to hold Muhammad at some level to the same level that I'm willing to hold Jesus, which is to say I feel that there was a failure and that these are fallible humans.
Yeah, 700 years ago, there was a guy named Jesus who said, let he among you who is without 700? Sin throw... Yeah, 700 years earlier, I think.
Oh, 700 years earlier. Yeah, about 600 and something. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. He said, let he among you who is without sin throw the first stone.
Yeah.
And that seems to me like a way better answer than, she asked for it.
I agree.
I see where you're coming from, but it's not my business. You know, if somebody has a religion that they want to flagellate themselves, they want to beat themselves, and they believe that they get closer to God when they have pain or whatever, or death, I mean, that's their choice. They should be able to be free to have that choice. It's not for me.
Okay, so
I don't agree with it personally.
Well, if someone asked Mark, you know, please stone me to death because I committed adultery, would it be okay for Mark to say, sure, here you go?
It's none of my business, so I don't think it's okay.
That's how Ian answers all of these things.
I don't think it's okay. I wouldn't perform that act personally because I don't believe violence solves problems. But if somebody wants to
go ahead and say it's wrong,
I'm sorry, it's not wrong for somebody to go and hire a dominatrix to beat them if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong for the dominatrix
to be hired for that purpose. It's not something I would do, but it's none of my business.
Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to address is that you said, Sharia law doesn't apply to me. And I think that's fine. I don't think Sharia law really does apply to you. But from the evidence I'm seeing, there are hundreds of millions of Muslims who do think Sharia law applies to non-Muslims. And Will kind of glosses over this when he's talking. He says, well, the imams I talk to or the teachers I talk to say, no, it doesn't. But that doesn't change the fact that there are hundreds of millions of Muslims who do believe this. And so when you're talking about bringing Sharia law to America, you have to take into account what hundreds of millions of Muslims think. And from this poll from the Pew Research Center I saw, I pieced it together like Egypt alone, say, which has 80 million Muslims. Well, about two-thirds of those Muslims, over 50 million, believe that Muslims should be executed for leaving the faith, and about half of them, about 40 million, believe that Sharia law applies to non-Muslims. And so these are pretty big things to consider when you talk about bringing Sharia law here. You can't just look at Will's explanation of what Sharia law is and assume that these hundreds of millions of Muslims wouldn't have an effect on that in America.
I'm more disturbed by the higher percentage of Muslims that believe in Egypt, that believe that people should be killed for leaving the faith, than I am
right.
of people that believe that the lower number, about half. I'm surprised only half of the people in Egypt believe the Sharia law should be enforced on non-Muslims. It's actually the fact that you can't leave an organization.
That
is disturbing as hell.
Well, it's not uncommon for cults and things like that to make it difficult for a member to leave through ostracism or whatever. But I wish we had more time for this discussion tonight, John, but we're not going to. There's a story from the Foundation for Economic Education. Now, they're looking at Muslims in the United States specifically, and it says here that Muslim Americans are more likely to reject violence than many groups in America. So, again, maybe there's a pretty significant difference between Muslims in America versus Muslims in Egypt. Regardless, I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for making it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've got this marked as show prep. Hopefully we can get into it maybe tomorrow night or something like that. It's an important story, and it deserves more than 2 minutes.
I think people could legitimately step in and prevent an execution for somebody attempting to leave a faith. And so if people can legitimately step in, you're essentially talking about a holy war.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Dick in Wisconsin listening to WCLO out of Janesville. Hey, Dick.
How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, listen, the thing with the Muslims, Sharia 925 in their Quran says to kill infidels, Jews, and Christians. And so, and the only way they get to heaven is commit jihad. But Jews and Muslims used to live.
That sounds like a misunderstanding.
You're going to need to go back and read the Quran.
Yeah, that sounds like a huge misunderstanding. Hang on, Dick. We can continue the discussion here.
Ian's actually read it from start to finish.
In moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The reality is Muslims, Muhammad and his crew, lived alongside Christians and Jews, and there was sort of like these...
And Zoroastrians.
And there were kind of... They all had their own rules, basically, for their own societies and their own religious beliefs. And they were all sort of mutually respected. So there's a particular propaganda piece that Dick is talking about here. And then there's, from what I understand, what really happened. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. But enough time for you. If you join us at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. You can actually contribute directly to our efforts to spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, and you'll get access to the amp-only perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, and the amp-only podcast, and more. But you'll also help us spread the ideas of liberty by getting on new radio stations around the country and getting new satellite signals on around the globe. You can help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. Please, it makes a big difference when you do. Go to amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Dick in Wisconsin, listening to WCLO. Dick, you trotted out some of the old canards.
Yeah, listen, I didn't really call to talk about the Muslims. I hope they all find Jesus and get saved. But
right.
I wanted to talk about what's going on with Europe. They all have negative.
Well, I'm happy to talk about Europe with you, but you did bring up some allegations about what you believe to be quotes from the Quran, which, of course, were taken dramatically out of context. And I just wanted to clarify, and then you can go on about Europe for just a moment. There are, you know, the full passages from the Quran that you're referring to are discussing how Muslims should handle being attacked. And basically, if Muslims are being attacked, they have the right to defend themselves. They have the right to stop the attackers. But as soon as the attackers repent and stop their attack, Muslims are instructed to no longer fight against them,
well,
to let them go.
I didn't know that. Okay, so I thank you for that. And
okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. Now,
yeah.
What's happening in Europe is really interesting. All their 10-year notes have negative interest rates.
Yep.
Deutsche Bank's value has been falling through the floor. They're responsible for $71 trillion in credit derivatives. Our banks, our top five banks, are responsible for like $150 trillion. If all the banks are hooked together, when Deutsche Bank falls, all of our other banks will feel it. Now, what's interesting is October, The IMF is supposed to have a new currency, a new world currency, and we're supposed to lose our world reserve status. If that happens, then we could see.
You think that would be news? I haven't heard anything like that claim.
Go look it up.
I will.
Reset. And, yeah, they don't, a lot of things they don't want people to know. Anyways, if that happens, we could have martial law. There are 800 FEMA camps, 30,000 guillotines, all ready to go.
30,000 guillotines?
Guillotines, yeah. Go look it up. Let's pretend none of this happened.
Interesting claim. they're bringing back the guillotine.
You know that the only thing of value on the planet is real estate and human labor.
You know,
if you destroy all that human labor, you're going to really devalue the whole planet. And these
look up
people,
guillotines and Obamacare. You'll find that interesting. You'll find out that guillotines is an acceptable form of execution. It's like Section 978 or 778. I know it's got a 78 on the end.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dick, for your call tonight. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right. Maybe Obamacare and its 900 whatever pages has a section on guillotines. Who knows? It could be true.
The thing is how much time do I have to spend looking for it to find
out? Look it up. Henry,
well,
in Alabama.
I can't look it up. My keyboard's
on
not working.
Free Talk Live, listening to WAVH in Mobile. Hey, Henry.
Yes. You guys, I really think the female draft is kind of put out there is just a ingest of the women's rights, everything else. But something's going on that I think is really more tragic than that is after the Orlando shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They're now proposing that if you put on a no-fly list, you give up your Second Amendment rights with no due process. They can just say, okay, you know, one guy put you on a no-fly list, now we're going to take your Second Amendment rights. You have no way to contest it. Just like if you put it on a no-fly list, as it is now, you don't have any way to say, no, wait a minute, you got me messed up. I'm not that person. And you have no due process rights.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're driving at here.
Well, there's the proposal out there is that the people that are on the no-fly list shouldn't be able to purchase weapons, and I think that
really?
Yeah, and it makes a certain amount of sense until you start looking back when liberals used to be against the no-fly list and people being put on
when it was a George Bush list.
Yeah, when it was a George Bush list, it was fine and dandy. It was a terrible idea to put people on lists without due process and that sort of thing. But when you're talking about getting rid of scary black rifles, and that's basically what the proposals are here is on the table is scary black rifles. The AR-15, for those of you out there who want to ban AR-15s, go Google AR-15 versus 30-06. A 30-06 is a hunting round that you use to shoot deer. And AR-15 is a round that is used in military weapons, and it is also used in the AR-15, which is a civilian weapon.
Did you know that there was, in the Orlando shooting, it was not an AR-15, that it was a six-hour MHK? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But it doesn't matter. I mean,
facts don't matter, right? I mean, in this debate, facts are just thrown out of the window. You can't debate gun control, frankly, with facts. Gun control is all about fear.
May I give you a parallel? It's just like if you teed in public 20 years ago and they come back and label you as a sex offender, okay? You don't have any way in the world to go say, no, that didn't happen. It was I played underneath this and so forth. You don't have any way to bring that back to court. Just like if they just say, okay, we're going to name you as a terrorist or we're going to name you as a – put you on a no-fly list, you have no recourse, no due process right to bring that in the court for a member of your peers. And that's what it's gotten down to, just by pronouncement, which is a direct violation of Article 1, Section 9 and 3. You can't just pronounce somebody guilty of a crime.
Henry, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Mike is on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a former soldier, U.S. Army, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But I just want to say quick, and then I want to hang up, that I helped deliver some of the guillotines about 3 years ago. Also, helped deliver some coffins that hold three deep. Recently just finished with a couple of hundred, more than a couple hundred Bradley fighting vehicles to Chicago, along with another 500,000 coffins.
So you're claiming that you personally have delivered guillotines.
I oversaw the deliveries.
Uh-huh.
And well, I can tell you that PolitiFact.com claims that the guillotine within Obamacare is, they rated it pants on fire, as in a lie.
It's a lie, huh? Well, now, you could be lying too, Mike. Obviously, you're just a guy calling a radio station.
Anyway, so...
Can you give any kind of facts?
Where did you deliver them?
Where do I got to watch out for to get my head lopped off?
They're all over. I mean, the deliveries are done everywhere.
But and how many of them? How many guillotines did you facilitate?
I only dealt with a few thousand, but the...
Thousands of guillotines? Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay, I mean, you don't...
Where are they being delivered to? Military bases? Jails?
Look it up.
We're not going to look it up. There's a bunch of crap when you look this up. I mean, the number one result is beforeitsnews.com. Not exactly.
Conspiracy
it's a conspiracy website. Oh, and the headline here is even better. Thanks for the call, Mike. Here's the headline from Before It's News. 30,000 guillotines, 800 FEMA camps, and 15,000 Russian troops. What's going on? Obamacare code ICD-9E978. Execution by guillotine 666. Mark of the beast. That's the headline.
Yeah. Sounds like some of the ads that come on the radio. I remember in 1995 having a conversation with a guy who's like, hey, they've got Russian troops doing some maneuvers in Ohio, and they may very well have had some people coming over from Russia to do some training with the United States military. Training goes on all the time between militaries, and it's a good idea for organizations to talk to each other. That way they're less likely to shoot at each other. So, that doesn't mean that American citizens are going to be held. This thing gets trotted out every 3 years. Look, ladies and gentlemen, it hasn't happened yet.
The suggestion here is that the Russian troops will be used to oppress American people.
Willing to shoot.
Well, as though American troops wouldn't shoot Americans. And we know for a fact that some of them absolutely would. That during the Hurricane Katrina debacle afterwards, National Guardsmen that were in the streets. They were interviewed by ABC News. And when explicitly asked if you would shoot an American, the kid said yes. And he's not the only one who would follow those orders. Now, some of them wouldn't, but some certainly would. And we're out of time for tonight. But we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.